This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Telling you, don't miss that. He has commanded us to be strong. Why? Because he knows that we're only strong within him. So if he's commanding us to be strong, we're going to be connected to him. But he commands us to be strong and of good courage. I'll tell you this. You know, you're going to be afraid sometime or feel some fear, but he tells you, don't worry about that. You're going to overcome that. He's going to strengthen you. And then the courage to overcome fear. That's why I love this verse here. It says, I commanded thee to be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. He knows we're going to be afraid. So that's why he's telling us not to be afraid. And neither be dismayed. Why? Because we are trusting in him. God's children should not be dismayed because we're trusting in him. It's all in the power of his might. Now, he knows we're going to get weak. We're going to get afraid, but he wants us to be strong. I want you to know that whenever you're feeling like this, here's one thing I want you to remember. Grapes are trampled to make wine. Olives are crushed to make oil. Diamonds are formed under pressure. Seeds grow in the dark. You need to trust God and be strong. Know that he is forming you. So whenever you're trampled on, feeling crushed, feeling pressure, you're in the dark, know that God is transforming you. There are some things that are going on when you under the pressure. But oh, the good news, he tells us to be strong. I know many of you are out there feeling like you're trampled on, you're crushed, you're under pressure, you're in the dark. I'm here to encourage you today from God's word, and I needed it as well, because I felt in all of those categories. But he tells me to be strong. So if you're listening to this message today, there is no accident that you found it. He is saying, be strong in the Lord. You'll find out, you know, people say God won't put no more on you to bear. God wants to let you know that you can't handle the load. He has to have it. So he will put that load on us that we can know that we can't handle it. And then he'll come to us. He encourages us to be strong. Because whenever we're weak, then are we strong. How do I know? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 to 8. No, actually, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10. Now, this is how I know. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 8 to 10 reads this way. It says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Listen to this. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. So if you're feeling weak right now, you're in a good place. You're right in that place where he's right there, and he's going to strengthen you. He says, be strong. Keep the faith. Don't give up. It may look like you're losing, but he's forming you into the image of his son. Oh, man. It is the power of his might. As you see here, Paul was seeking.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.